Bob Miller, pleasure it is, 29 past 8. Joe Jenkins, Central Hudson. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, my friend, anytime at all. Okay, so let's see here. Well, I want to get into some of the fair stuff, too, with you. But as far as this whole confusion is concerned, you have jumped from bi-monthly estimation of the bills to monthly meter readings. And that is, am I understand that is all in place now?
Yeah, we've pretty much buttoned it up. We did it in a phased approach. We wanted to make sure that it was a seamless transition for our customers. So we did it over several months, really. And, you know, this last tranche of customers, which is really kind of, you'll see it in Dutchess County for the folks that are in Wappingers, down south to Fishkill in the end of the county. This August should be the first month where they see two consecutive actual reads on their bill. So we're pleased to have that, and we've seen really positive results from the customers that have been getting it for a few months now.
Well, I would think so. And actually, you guys, I'm reading on Central Hudson on the website. You guys are ahead of schedule because you had this phasing in period to go longer than it is now, but you're already done with it.
Yeah, we had agreed with the Public Service Commission, our regulators, that we would have it completed by the end of October. But, you know, we were able to staff up faster than we had expected. Good. Get the right folks in place. And really, our initial kind of pilot projects with it early on went so well that we were able to really accelerate the process.
That is very good. What happens in June of 2025? That's what it's good for. So what happens in June of 2025?
In June of 2025, folks probably saw in the news in July, we had new delivery rates that were approved by the state. In June of 2025, those rates expire. So in order to have rates so we can continue to invest in the system and make sure that we're continuing to provide safe and reliable service to our customers, we need a new rate plan in place. So on August 1st of this year, we filed a proposal with the state for that rate schedule that will now get reviewed over the next year until we're ready to see what they approve.
Got that. Now, what will the residential customers, how will that affect their gas and their electric bills?
Okay. Yeah, we'll see small increases. Well, it'll be about, for the rates that were just put into place, the typical residential customer on the electric side will see an increase of about a little over $12 per month, and it's similar for gas as well, about $12.25 per month.
That's decent, yeah. That's very good. So we don't know, and nobody knows what will happen in June of 2025. However, see, the problem with this is, and it's not your issue at all, it's just bureaucracy. It takes so damn long for these things to be approved.
Yeah, and it's a very transparent process, Bob. And one thing that I think is worth mentioning is that we always put in proposals for a one-year rate plan. We hope that through this process, through this year-long process with the state and with other interested parties who can register to become parties to our case and you know, voice their opinion on it, we always hope to reach a multi-year settlement. So we can kind of spread those costs out over several years and so that we don't have to do this every year. But then with this last case that we had, it was only approved for 1 year. So we had to go back in and ask for a rate plan for the next year very quickly after getting approved.
Joe Jenkins, Central Hudson, is with us now. Residential customers don't have to do a darn thing,
nope.
Right? They
That's
don't have
right.
to do anything.
That's right.
Okay. And they're going to be, and hopefully, this will solve a lot of the confusion when they get their bills now. I mean, it's early on, so there probably is still a little bit of confusion.
Yes.
But once the dust settles, it will be much easier because it will be a structured, more accurate monthly bill. Period.
Yes, absolutely. You'll see a lot less, fewer swings from month to month in terms of what you're paying. And then the other great part about the transparency is that the number that the meter reader read is on your bill underneath that bar graph where your usage is. So you can take that number, go out and actually look at your meter. Now, it won't be the exact same number because you've used some electricity, but if it's close, you'll have assurance that your bill is correct.
And centralhudson.com, that is the website. Get all the information up there. Everything is ironed out for you. centralhudson.com. You're a lucky man because you get to go to the fair.
That's right. We are at the fair all week. We're starting off this morning at 10 o'clock. We have a booth. It's in Building C. We'll be providing customers a lot of information on energy efficiency and incentives that are out there at local stores like your Lowe's and Home Depot's. You can get discounts on like the window film or for spray foam or for insulation to help kind of seal up your house, keep your bills down.
Building C.
Yes.
Building C, Central Hudson all week. You'll be there Friday morning. Nicely done. You're going to try some of that deep-fried bubble gum?
I'll probably sneak in some junk food while I'm there, but not, maybe not deep-fried bubble gum.
Joe Jenkins, anything else you want to get out before I let you go?
I think the most important thing when it comes to these bills, and we want to let our customers know that, you know, we are doing everything we can to really tighten our belts and make sure that we're running the business as efficiently as we can to keep those costs down for him, and we're doing everything we can.
Joe, thank you very much. Anytime you want to chat again, feel free, okay?
Thanks, Bob.